Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Buried Secrets by Peg Cochran, narrated by Romy Nordlinger. Chapter 1. Monica Albertson coaxed her ancient Ford Focus up the last hill, past the boarded-up vegetable stand, the abandoned barn, and the Shell station. As usual, she paused at the crest. Cranberry Cove was spread out before her, a view that still thrilled her, even though it had been 5 weeks since she'd fled Chicago for this idyllic retreat on the eastern shore of Lake Michigan. From her vantage point, Monica could see the sparkling blue waters of the lake and the horseshoe-shaped harbor, where several white sails bobbed in the wind. The Cranberry Cove Yacht Club, where wealthy summer visitors sat on the deck sipping cold drinks, was a speck on the horizon, and the pastel-colored shops that lined Beach Hollow Road were bathed in a soft light by the early morning sun. Monica took her foot off the brake and rolled down the hill toward town, relishing the cool breeze from her open window and the warmth of the sun on her arms. She drove down Beach Hollow Road, where all the shop fronts were painted in sherbet hues of pink, lemon yellow, and melon. The streets were quiet, and the sidewalks nearly empty. It was late September, so the summer crowd had gone back home to their everyday lives, and the carloads of tourists on autumn foliage color tours hadn't arrived yet. Cranberry Cove wasn't Chicago, but Monica found it very charming with its old-fashioned gas lights, planters overflowing with the remains of the summer's flowers, and the white gingerbread gazebo that graced the middle of the small vest-pocket park.